breath better walk 30 yards.
That time of year. Hi, guys.
Hi.
And then there were two.
That's it. And one game left.
You're doing everything right.
No, there's more than one game left, I hope.
What's right. that? You're doing everything right. Nobody needs to hammer
oh,
you.
Oh, shoot. That's incorrect. That's incorrect.
The 56-yarder. Mm-hmm. That thing's about 10, 12 feet up the net.
Yeah.
Is Blair's leg getting stronger?
Well, I think, I mean, if you watch the tape, and you guys, I know, watch the tape, he really hit it well. I mean, and we always talk about even every long kick, you want to approach it like it's a PAT or a 30-yarder mentally, but obviously he had to really stroke it a little bit harder, and he did that. It was a great hit, great snap and hold, excellent protection. Everything went well on that play for us.
Russ was saying that in pregame after you watched him, you said, you know, basically we crossed midfield. He
misquoted me on that. No, I'm just kidding. He, I told him, I said, we get in the 40, 42-yard range, you know, the yard line going in, that because the way he hit him in pregame is the best he's hit him in the last few weeks in pregame. And he felt good. He felt confident. His leg is fresh. I don't know if he's getting any stronger. Maybe he is in the strength program and stuff like that. But this time of year, it's hard to get stronger. I think he's maintained his strength because we've done a pretty good job of managing how many kicks he has per week.
Well, as a special teams coach, you came close to having the opportunity to maybe see a 58-yard attempt. And then you have Cluey bang one inside the five.
Which... Coach and I talked about that, and I think it was 16-6 at the time. And the risk goes higher than the reward at that point, in my opinion. The way our defense was playing, you know, he and I talked about it, and he made a great call, made a great decision on going ahead and punting it there in that situation, which I think is the perfect call. Now, if we're down 13-6 or whatever the case may be, I think you take a shot there. But because of the situation, the way our defense was playing, pin him back deep. And let's go. And Cluey had a great punt. Josh Robinson made a really nice play for us.
You know where that line is, risk reward wise? Is it a tie game? Is it, you know, do you have a?
It's a situation. What's the score? How's our defense playing? How's our offense playing? How are we covering punts? You know, are they rushing the punt? Are we not getting it off fast enough? Whatever. There's a number of factors that go into that, and that's going through my little brain as we. Anytime we're in that situation, that's exactly what, you know, I'm supposed to be thinking about when Coach Frazier's being a head coach. That's my job too. To manage the game from my point of view, and then he and I talk about it, and he makes, you know, makes the decisions from there.
Based on how your defense has been playing, and now you're going to be at home, mm-hmm. With a lot riding on it, I mean, what kind of philosophy are you bringing in on kickoffs? Would you rather see the touchback? You want to see him man it up? How do you?
You know, Randall Cobb's a great returner, and I know he's a little banged up right now, but I expect him to play. I know Coach McCarthy has said that he probably will play, and I would expect him to be back there because this game is big for them as well. You know, I think, you know, touchbacks are fine with a returner like that. But, you know, we're going to kick it high and deep, and we're going to cover him. And when he brings him out, we got to be there to make the play.
The one kickoff return that Houston had that they brought out a little bit, obviously gets called back with, I think, 7 or 8 flags that hit the field.
There were 4 flags, which I've never seen 4 in one play. It was awesome. Yeah, they called one hold. It was a blatant hold. There was 2 other holds on the play, all 3 at the point of attack. And our guys are taught anytime you're held, and you're held every play, but – if you don't get off the hold, and that's what the officials are looking for, if you don't actually attempt to get out of there, they're not going to call it, nor should they. And so our guys did a really good job of fighting to keep working to the ball. Andrews and Dejo, Matt Asiata, Robert Blanton, all were fighting to get to the ball, and all 3 were held on the play. That's why there were so many flags.
Crosby has had some struggles this year. Have you ever been in a situation where you've been late in the year and you're still working with a guy through confidence and getting out of his own head, really?
Yeah, I think it's at any position, kicker, punter, snapper, returner, core special team guy that's not as productive as he needs to be at a certain time of year. You know, Mason Crosby's an outstanding kicker. I remember when he came out of Colorado, he was drafted by Green Bay. You know, I think they've done a great job of managing that situation because that could blow up if he was in anywhere else. If he was playing for a different team, maybe New York or something like that, it could be a different story. But being that it's in Green Bay and Coach McCarthy's handled it so well, you know, I think they know that he is such a steady guy, that he is a consistent guy, that once he finds his groove, he'll be just fine. Hopefully he just doesn't find it this weekend.
What's the helplessness of a coach in that situation when it seems like it's mostly inside the player's head?
Well, I think you got to go back and you got to help him with his confidence. You know, you go back and watch tape, or you go back and you talked about when he was successful last year, he had a phenomenal year. And earlier this year, he was kicking the ball well. And I'm sure that's what the coaches are doing there. And you know, because that's a very, very good staff. They do a great job on special teams. So, you know, it's one of those things that any good kicker, punter, any specialist needs to work through those things. And it's like any other sport. You know, so much of it is mental. And once they get it figured out, you know, they're fine.
On the flip side of that, I mean, do you have to really tell Blair anything right now to kind of maintain him confidence-wise?
Well, we always we're do field goals today, and we're always watching tape together. We watched the last two games together again this morning, just to, you know, kind of reinforce what we've been doing. And because he is hitting the ball so well, I'm not going to overcoach him. You know, he's confident right now. He's feeling good, and that's where he should be.
On Sunday, that the operation is as much of a zone as he's ever had. I mean, I imagine you're seeing that on a daily basis.
Yeah, Cullen and Chris have been fantastic, and I can't, you know, underemphasize the importance of the protection, because the protection's been solid, knock on wood, all year. And those guys take it seriously. They line up, and they know they got a good guy behind them, that if they just give him a little bit of time, he's going to get it up in the air and put it through the pipe. So I'm proud of that whole team, that whole unit, as I am most of our, or all our special teams for that matter.
Were you the one to deliver the news yesterday that he got into the program?
I did, because he had just left, and Coach Frazier allowed me to do that, and it was kind of cool. It was his idea, so it was cool. And he was fired up. Blair was really fired up about it. I talked to him on the phone, yeah. He had just left. I think he had done his treatment, or, you know, his main, you know, maintaining his body, what like those guys do, and then he was in his at home when I called him.
His reaction?
He was excited. I mean, understandably so, and we always forget. You know, he's 23 years old. I mean, he's a young guy, and then what a huge honor his peers and the fans and the coaches that, you know, voted him as a Pro Bowl kicker. So, and the best thing about the conversation I had with him is that he is so locked in and focused on this weekend, that where a lot of young guys were, I was 23, man, I'd be so fired up about myself. But he is such a team guy, and the things that he says in the media and the things he says in the locker room and in the our meeting room is true. He really, really is focused on being a team player, and the most important thing is this weekend's game.
You get to go to Hawaii?
If my wife can go, we'll go. I'm not going by myself. She'd kill me. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it.